We are watching the greatest cricketer of all time, Suryavanshi. He almost broke the all-time record for the fastest IPL 100. He was one ball short when he got out, but he still breaks Chris Gayle's sixth record in the IPL, and we are just watching history. This kid is 15 years old, and he has broken almost every record possible in the IPL. If we go to the stats here from this game, the Royals just beat Sunrisers. We're going to get to that in just a minute, but I want to talk about Suryavanshi. Most runs by an uncapped player. Uncapped meaning that he hasn't played international cricket for India. 680 runs. Most sixes in a single season, 65. This passes Chris Gayle. They're calling him now Universal Baby Boss. I think it should be Universe Baby Boss. Don't know why it's Universal, but the Universe Baby Boss is what I'm calling him. 65 sixes. This is more than anyone. He is the table topper of sixes in the IPL. It's absolutely insane. First batter to score 600 runs plus with a strike rate of 200 plus. He's striking at 243. He has the highest strike rate in the IPL right now. He has the most runs in the IPL right now. The most sixes. Like, he is the best cricketer right now in the world, and he's only 15 years old. Most sixes in a playoff game, 12. 10 sixes in at least 10 sixes in the least number of balls, 24 balls to hit 10 sixes. Most sixes in the power play, 8. And today, he scored 97 runs off 29 deliveries, striking at 334 with 12 sixes. He was one swing of the bat away. He got caught out. I had a reaction to this, posted it on the Instagrams. I couldn't believe it. I was ready for him to hit a 4 or hit a 6 and have the record. It wasn't to be, but his 97 runs would solidify another game for the Royals. They would beat the Sunrisers, and let's get into this game. Sunrisers would send the Royals in. Royals would go to bat for 243 for 8. That doesn't paint a picture of how aggressive this batting was from Suryavanshi. He scored 97 off 29. It was an absolute masterclass. Pat Cummins had no idea where to place the field. He had no idea where to bowl. There was no answers. And even with two people out to the circle, you could have put 17 blokes outside the circle. It didn't matter because he was only hitting sixes. He was smashing them. He hit 12 sixes and 5 fours. And I'm not sure what Pat Cummins was doing, to be fair. The best ball we know to bowl to Suryavanshi is the Yorker. And Pat Cummins just was not executing that well. Though some that he did execute were just singles. One is one. He wasn't able to get them away. But the fact that he was trying to hit it in the short and just try to do whatever, just he was putting a man wide at mid-off. He was putting a man straight down the wicket, mid-on, moving everyone around every ball. It didn't matter because if it was in the slot, it was going. Drell, he would get 50 off 21, helping the score tick along. Jacewell was just watching, just playing second fiddle to Suryavanshi at the other end. He got a score to run a ball 29. And the fall of wickets here was crazy. They've lost their first wicket, 125 runs on the board, 2 for 137, 3 for 192, and then 4 for 207, and then it just went crazy. That just kind of like threw everything away. They only got to that 240. I thought at some point they would get up to like 260, and really they were on track to go to 300 if no one got out. But eventually they get 8 down, 243, and it was just too much to ask for Sunrisers, who had gone on a bit of a tear. They had a bad start. They had like 3 in a row. They went on a hot streak, and they just didn't have it. So they had to go out and have everyone firing. Sharma, Kishan, and Glasson had all scored like 500-plus runs this season so far. Glasson had held the orange cap for most of the season, but it was just a the comedy of errors, but it just wasn't their day. Sharma going for a duck, Head going for 17, Ishan Kishan going for 13, and Klaassen, he got out to a LBW decision, which at the time I was like, the young kid, Yashra, he was so animated, he was so excited, that given not out on the field, and then he's like, He's like, Captain, give me one. Give me a review. And it was worth the money. It was worth going for the review. He would get Klaassen out. And that was pretty much the end. Ninja Kuma Reddy tried to fight back at the end. They subbed in. Roar right there at the end. But it wasn't enough. They were never going to get there. And this is the way the finals work in the IPL. It's eliminator. You go home. One game. It doesn't matter how you played all season. It matters that you get it done in this game. And the Royals absolutely dominate the Sunrisers Hyderabad, and they are moving through to play the Gujarat Titans. The Gujarat Titans would fall short against RCB. RCB put up a dominant performance against the Titans, but because this is the 1-2 seed in qualifier one, they will get a second bite of the cherry. The Titans, they're going to go on and play the Rajasthan Royals in the next game. Now, RCB, clinical performance. They were never in doubt of losing this game. They posed 254 for 5. It was just a beautiful display by everyone. Everyone chipped in. We had Iyer got 19 of 7. Kohli, 43 of 25. 30 for 19 for Paddy Cal. And then Paddy Dahl, the captain, he fell just short of his century. 93 not out of 33 runs. Just ran out of time at the end to kind of get the 100. Needed things to go his way at the end when he was batting when Pandya at the end. But doesn't matter. They put on so many on the board that, again, this same scenario happened in the Royals game. 250 on the board, 240 on the board. It's a mammoth chase. You got to come up with the aggression. RCB came out with the aggression early from the very opening ball. Boundary off the first ball, boundary off the second ball. They were really getting off for the bowling. And to be fair, the Titans came out of the blocks too. Very strong. Boundary off the first ball. They were kind of going after it. But then Sai Sudarshan, he hit a shot that it literally brought me back to like Tiger Woods hitting that slice shot around the tree. I don't know if you guys remember that clip. Maybe we'll put a picture up. But it just gave the vibes. He played this crazy slice, and then the bat swung back over his shoulder, and he would let go of the bat, and his follow through, it would go on and hit the stumps. He would be out, hit wicket. He was halfway down the track. He was halfway down the pitch when the bat hit the stumps. Just a crazy, crazy way to get out, hit wicket. And because he was going so well, he was looking really good. The shot he played went for 4. He split the fielders. It was a beautiful shot. And as he hit it, I was like, oh, what a shot. And then the camera angle goes back to Duffy and he's pointing. And I'm like, what are they talking about? And they're like, he's hit his wicket. And then they zoom back on the stumps. The stumps are the balls, the bats next to the stumps. Looked at the replay, and that was crazy. And that was kind of the downfall. That was it. That was kind of the tipping point for them. Gill only made 2 on the scoreboard. Sudarshan, he got 4. Butler, 29. But yeah, this wasn't their day. The Titans, they tried to fight back at the end, but it wasn't to be. They fall 92 runs short. And like I said, RCB putting on a clinic in the bowling department for them. Duffy, he gets 3 wickets back into the side. Duffy had been, they've been rotating those fast bowlers, RCB. And yeah, they rocked it. They're going to go all the way through to the final. It's going to be the Titans now taking on the Royals, and I mean, I just don't know. I just don't know how this is going to play out. It's whoever bats first probably wins. I've seen these last 2 games. It's anyone's game. Anyone could win this game. I don't know who's going to win. I want to know who you think is going to win between the Titans when they take on the Royals.